Dr. Rao, to begin, give me a sense of the extent of the alcohol problem in the United States.
You know, before I start talking about the rates of alcohol, I think one thing that is critical in understanding the issues of alcohol and high-risk drinking among young people is to really understand the impact of alcohol in our communities. One of the things that I find interesting is when I'm working with students, every student has a story to tell about the rite of passage of when they started to drink alcohol and how excited they were to drink alcohol at the age of 21, legally. And those kinds of anecdotal and stories and narratives are so important in really helping us understand the problem of alcohol in our communities. Generally, about 38% of college students report to binge drink. And this is a survey between the age of 18 and 22. This for college students. And this is in comparison to the population at large, which is about 32%. So we can see that college students, even though they get a lot of information about alcohol prevention messaging and other messaging, they still have a higher rate of binge drinking or high-risk drinking.
So nearly 4 in 10 college students, nearly 3 in 10 outside of college in the adult population. Mm-hmm. Clearly, the biggest drug problem that we have in the United States is alcohol abuse.
Absolutely. And I think that we often underestimate the problem of alcohol as a drug and don't truly kind of frame it in that way. And we can talk more about that later. But I think that is one of the interesting aspects of how do we frame alcohol with the same sort of urgency that we do with other drugs.
Yeah. And you are so absolutely right about the fact that young people look to this age of 21 as really the fact that they can drink as somehow this rite of passage, this that I am truly an adult now. Right. And it's this celebration connected to a substance that is a drug. And this is what we can't forget. Ruben, I know you're working with Dr. Rao and a lot of other folks on an event to raise awareness. Tell us about this.
That's right. So on April 18th, the Aggies Way and Choices program will host the Responsible Alcohol Consumption Summit. The event will be held at the NMSU Demanchi Building. It's room 109, the Yates Auditorium, from 1 to 3 p.m., followed by a social catered by Salud de Masia. So special thanks to them. The summit will include presentations and expert panel discussions focusing on alcohol research, prevention, intervention, and policies that impact our communities. That's the campus community and the community at large. So the summit aims to provide thoughtful and engaging discussions on issues related to alcohol use and abuse that affect community residents. And experts from different professions will discuss multifaceted views on the issues of alcohol use and abuse. So attendees, you will have the opportunity to submit your questions for the panelists to the event, contact personnel when you register. And currently, our guest speakers are Dr. Tomiti, George Richards from the DOH, Dr. Mata, Daniela Marquez, Chief Lopez, and Secretary Gallagher. So for those listening, I would like to invite you to join us and would greatly appreciate your support of our cause. To register, please go to aggieswayandchoices.com and select our events tab. Specific directions will be there.
Okay, so this is not only open to the campus community, but to the community at large.
Yeah, we would really love to have a wide representation of individuals from all over the community, the Las Cruces area, because it affects us all.
Okay, aggieswinningchoices.com.
That's right.
Okay, Ruben, I know that this is just one event in a larger effort on campus to address alcohol. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the AWC project works towards reducing binge drinking among undergraduate students at MSU through education, events, social marketing, and student advocacy, and student advocacy being the really key part of that. The effort has showcased the collaboration between the university's academic, athletic, and service divisions. It's been a lot of people coming together to put these events on. So the active engagement of students and student athletes as advisors and peer educators has been so impactful.
Okay. Dr. Rao, the discussions about alcohol and alcohol abuse, especially in the media, but really in a larger way too, often center around DWI. And of course, that's a very important issue. But there are so many other impacts of alcohol abuse. Give us a sense of that.
I think you are so correct. I think when people, students particularly, or any young person thinks about alcohol, immediately they think about, oh, as long as I don't drink and drive, everything is going to be just fine. And that is not truly the case. Alcohol is so associated with mental health issues. Alcohol is associated with suicides. Alcohol is associated with sexual assaults. And so there are so many other issues that need to be thought about when we think about alcohol. The other thing is relational violence is a very important issue when we talk about alcohol. I think some of the students at the Las Cruces High School actually had created this wonderful PSA related to alcohol and violence in a project that we had done a year or so ago with the Las Cruces High School.
Okay. You know, critics often say that our language is part of the problem. We usually hear alcohol and drugs used as a phrase when it should be alcohol and other drugs.
Absolutely. I mean, anyone who thinks alcohol is not a drug is sort of not taking seriously the impact of alcohol on people, on health, on well-being, on the kind of economic damage or economic problems that communities deal with, and what happens in families when alcohol is used and abused, and the kind of messaging that we give to our young people in our families and in our communities, sort of framing the issue that alcohol is not really a drug. Mm-hmm. It's sort of in a category of itself. That is not very helpful. And I think it sends a wrong message to young people, a message where students are not, or young people are not prepared to address the impact of alcohol. If you have never heard that alcohol is a drug, and suddenly you're being told that alcohol is a drug, it's really hard to prepare for it and have the skills to sort of know when to say no. You know, if you know that after a drink, it's not helpful to have another drink, I think learning those skills at a young age and on an ongoing basis is a very important aspect of what we do in our program. Is we are not telling anyone to not drink, but really saying respect alcohol as a drug.
Yeah. And we don't largely, let's be really honest about this, that unlike other drugs, alcohol is not only celebrated as this rite of passage at 21, mm-hmm. but it's the subject of games and how much can you drink. And of course, many tragedies that have occurred, particularly at fraternities and sororities, deaths. This is really pervasive in society.
You know, it's also culturally sanctioned.
Yeah.
You know, every event, whether it's a religious event or it's a social event, oftentimes people think that alcohol needs to be present. It's sort of the lubricant, mm-hmm. which kind of helps people to become easy to work with and enjoy themselves. People feel that it kind of helps them to become more engaging and more social. And I think that we have to understand that there is sometimes a price to pay for that.
Absolutely. Ruben, what are your thoughts on this? You are really connected to this issue, working on this issue at New Mexico State, and you were an undergrad not too long ago, so you also, you know, have good, you have memories of the effect of alcohol on campus, and how we often downplay the danger of alcohol culturally in the United States. How do you think we can change this narrative?
Well, I believe that the discussions that arise during events like our upcoming summit really help shape that. So when students get information and they bring that into their fold of their knowledge and perspective, then when they discuss it with other students, it grows. And the effects of that overall may not be immediately visible in our community, but the more we work towards it, the more it spreads. Little by little, we're making progress. And yeah. I really believe that. And I believe that's so important because, as we were talking about, not just DWIs, not just the specific incidents of someone dying of alcohol poisoning, but the correlation between academic failure, dropout rates, incarceration rates of young people and certain ethnic groups, really, it's hard to ignore if the information's out there. We got to make that information available so that people can spend a little time thinking about that and go, yeah, maybe I shouldn't treat alcohol so casually.
Yeah. And of course, this summit will be taking place on the 18th. And the time is again?
1 to 3 p.m. with a social following that.
A social, alcohol-free social.
That's right.
Absolutely. All right.
Great food, 3. Great company.
It's at Domenici Hall at New Mexico State University. The website is aggieswinningchoices.com.
Yes.
You can register there. Ruben, Dr. Rao, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Fred.